Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. Aditi Narayani Paswan, Assistant Professor, Delhi University, and Vasundhara Shankar, Managing Partner at Verum Legal, wrote an article titled "Uniform Civil Code Can Be the Real Unifying Force in India. Critics Must Think Again." I am Shyamnandan Upadhyay and I bring you the podcast version of this article. The Uniform Civil Code isn't merely a political agenda. It caters to India's unification with a structural change in society to facilitate gender equality. The UCC can be regarded as being against the idea of divisive politics, which has always been the prime agenda of colonial design. It would be correct to assess the UCC as the final chapter in the history of India's freedom struggle, because its implementation could correct the wrong bargains made by the sovereign after the partition. The UCC is a step towards integrating and strengthening secular ideals of India. The UCC will ensure empowerment of women in true sense by ending the practice of polygamy, which is currently permitted under Islamic law and is highly unfair and discriminatory to women. Dr. B.R. Ambedkar had pioneered the cause of gender equality, which led him to create the UCC in the 1950s. He was always a staunch and ardent supporter of the UCC. Followed by stiff opposition from religious conservatives, he had to retreat and re-strategize the bill. A highly politicized issue, when the Delhi High Court asked the centre to take steps towards bringing a uniform civil code, the Bharatiya Janata Party mentioned in its manifesto that the party's goal was to champion the cause of gender equality, but the highly alluring grandeur of gender equality still remains a distant dream for Indian women. The Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav that India is celebrating with fervor could not have been possible without the contribution of women and men from all backgrounds of our highly stratified society. While the makers of our constitution brainstormed on how the document could be all-inclusive of values like justice, equality and pluralism, the UCC was on the agenda from the onset. Patriarchy once again maneuvered the nation's politics under the garb of religious sentiments. The UCC was added to Article 44 of the Directive Principle of State Policy. Drawing upon the best traditions and harmonizing them with the modern times, the UCC is sure to be a turning point in the history of Indian legislation. Owing to India's diversity, it becomes difficult to overlook how the laws of each religion evolve separately and sporadically. A common, uniform, evolved set of regulations of civil issues plaguing the society will have far-reaching impact. Ambedkar ensured the introduction of the Hindu Code Bill in the 1950s, preceding huge reforms in marriage, guardianship, divorce, and inheritance despite protests from different chambers in the legislature. Even the effort of the Supreme Court to bring some parity in the status of Muslim women was blocked by the myopic view of the Rajiv Gandhi government, which believed that personal law fell in the domain of religious commune. The UCC is modeled and worded in such a way that it promotes fundamental rights of women across all religions, castes and classes of society and gives them an equal right to inheritance, decision, and marriage, divorce, adoption, etc. While several attempts have been made to codify the Hindu Code Bill that was introduced in 1948, the current government agenda is clear: to unify all personal laws for all religions and castes alike. The central government's stance on the UCC shows it believes that real progress of a country means progress not only on the political plane, not only on the economic plane, but also on the social plane. There has been a lot of debate in favor and against the UCC, but one of the most important voices to be considered is that of the Supreme Court, which has amplified its support for the UCC in various judgments, calling it an unaddressed constitutional expectation, and had hoped and expected that the state shall endeavor to secure for the citizens a uniform civil code throughout the territories of India. The critics of the UCC must think again. Perhaps a perspective of the Western world would elucidate the impending need of a set of laws that would be applied on everyone in the same manner, without malice, fear, favor, or discrimination. The concept of civil law can be traced back to the Romans or even the Code of Ur-Nammu of Mesopotamia. In Europe, the first country that codified civil law in a methodical manner was France. Even countries like the UK, China, US, Russia, etc. had codified civil laws. In fact, there are very few countries where common civil law do not exist, evident that it facilitates dispensing justice in a fair and neutral manner. India's complex diversity makes the execution and applicability of the UCC difficult. However, if we are to live in a truly unified and harmonious society, where each person is treated equally, accepting and enforcing a UCC is the need of the hour. Thank you for listening. We will be back on Monday with new episodes.